USA News Update. A missile attack by Iran-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militias accused of launching missiles at Al-Assad Air Base Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some did get through and hit the base. Meanwhile, one top White House national security advisor is saying that diplomatic steps have been taken to combat Houthi rebels in Yemen through peaceful means.
We've imposed sanctions on the Houthis. We have gotten dozens of countries to issue statements condemning their attacks. We've gotten a statement from the UN Security Council, a resolution condemning these attacks.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer, on with ABC's This Week, says U.S. and U.K. attacks will continue against the Houthi militants. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died, reportedly after a battle with prostate cancer. Dexter Scott King was 62. I'm Ryan.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.